This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, radio. If they had a been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Hello to everybody out there, however you're here right now. You might be here via FM if you're in the area, anywhere near, vaguely near Brentwood, or you might be listening on .com if you're online. You might have a smart speaker and you've just done the easy thing and asked it to play Phoenix FM. You could be on the app. So many ways. Thank you very much. Yes, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, once again. Huge thanks, as ever, to the fabulous Georgia Frampton for a brilliant drive time show, getting everyone home safely, keeping their ears feeling lovely. And I'm going to carry on with that throughout the next couple of hours on the show that goes like this here on Phoenix FM. What on earth is going on in the world today? Well, really, for this show, I'm going to focus on just one ridiculous holiday throughout the show that's given me inspiration for a lot of the music you're going to hear. So I'm going to save that for in a minute, but other weird holidays that occur today. It's National Agriculture Day. That's worth mentioning. It's National Melba Toast Day. That's not worth mentioning. If you want cute animals, I think it's fitting they did them both on the same day. March the 23rd is Cuddly Kitten Day and National Puppy Day. Ah, kittens and puppies. I've got two cats that aren't kittens or puppies, which would be weird, let's be honest. Be some strange hybrid. Two cats that aren't particularly young. One of them's in their dotage, one of them's middle-aged. They don't get on well with each other. They didn't come to our house at the same time, hence territorial issues. Anyway, maybe I'll delve more into that later. It's also, rather excitingly, OK Day today, where I guess it's OK to be OK, or even to not be OK, but it's OK Day. But the day I am going to focus on rather strongly throughout this programme is World Meteorological Day. Now, you've got to make sure you pronounce that properly. It's difficult to pronounce, particularly for a radio host. World Meteorological Day. Yes. Didn't need the second fanfare, but we'll move on. Yes, it's Meteorological Day. So we're looking at all things weather-wise, at least musically, throughout the show this evening. And many of you have been utterly fabulous and got involved on social media already, responding to the requests and sent in examples of brilliant tracks that link to the weather. So we will play a host of songs that link to the weather in some way or another. We also may share with you some celebrity birthdays later on. There may be an opportunity to become Legend of the Week, and I'll tell you about my new exciting World Cup of Chocolate bars, which we're going to build up to coincide with the Euros tournament later in the summer. But the heats are beginning now, if you like. Just to get a bit of involvement on Twitter as well. So you may need to get across Facebook and Twitter today to be fully involved in the show that goes like this. And obviously, most excitingly, particularly for the participant, the contestant taking part, but for everybody listening, it's gripped the show that goes like this nation. There will be another BicLol this evening, around about 7 o'clock. BicLol is back once again. Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends.
Not true. That's impossible.
I'll be phoning someone at 7 o'clock to see if they can make the impossible possible and how high they can rise on the ever-expanding league table. Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends. If you go to my blog page on the Phoenix FM site, then you can see there is a link to BitLol just under the player for each show, and it will show you the current up-to-date league table. Very, very exciting. More exciting for those that have done it, and for those waiting to be asked, wondering if it'll ever happen to them. Obviously extremely exciting. Right, shall I stop rambling? Shall I get some music on to keep our ears happy this evening? It's just gone 6:05. We're doing a show with the tracks all relating to the weather in some way or another. And thanks to the legendary Barry Cooper and to the legendary Hayley Simmons, one of whom happens to be my lifelong partner. Thanks, Barry. Here is Crowded House. Always take the weather with you.
Stormy weather at 57 Mount Pleasant Street. Well, it's the same room, but everything's different. You can fight the sleep, but not the dream. Things ain't cooking in my kitchen. Strange affliction wash over.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is the show that goes like this, where we're heavily focusing on meteorological phenomena. And that is not easy to say at any time of the day or night. Hence me not doing it again. Focusing on that musically, because it is World Meteorological Day. I'm going to have to keep saying it, aren't I? I think I've managed it so far. There will be a time where something goes wrong vocally for me. Anyway, it hasn't done so far. That's all positive, isn't it? And thanks to those of you tuned in right now with that extra dedication to listen to the show live. Yes, you do have the luxury, if you miss anything, of being able to go to the Phoenix website, to my The Show That Goes Like This blog page, and catch up at your leisure. Download to your own device this show and listen to it when you like throughout the week. But I always say, for those hardened listeners that really bother, that really are here all the way through the live show, that is extreme dedication. And thank you very much for everybody who's out there. Remember, if you're desperate to know what I actually look like, if you hear my voice and think, I wonder what he looks like, you can go to mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM, and you get the webcam feed into our studio. You can see me on video, albeit with around a 10-second delay. But you can do that, feel free. It might be nice for you to see what's going on. There's a chat box on the side as well. Paul Milton, as ever, has joined me on Mixcloud tonight. Hello to you, Paul. Thank you for tuning in. That's fabulous. And thanks to everybody who sent in song examples that would be befitting of the theme on tonight's show. So I'm going to keep the tracks coming. We're going to, after this track, start sharing some interesting facts about the weather as well. Remember, at 7 o'clock, Bicklol will be happening. Someone will be getting a call to see where they will fare on the league table of Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. One of you may even be Legend of the Week later on tonight. And, of course, there's a brand new thing to tell you about my World Cup of Chocolate Bars, which I'm excited about. Maybe I need to sample them all, really, to do enough research about it. I always say about doing exhaustive research on this programme. Yes, that's what I need. So if all the makers of all chocolate bars listening to this show right now could just send me some, it's at the Brentwood Centre here in Essex. Just make them for the attention of Ben Simmons, The Show That Goes Like This. Just send me chocolate. You know, you may win the World Cup of Chocolate Bars. More information on that coming later. What's coming now, though, is Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande with some weather-related music.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me, harder like misery. It's coming down on me. I'm ready, rain on me. Drop, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me, rain, rain, rain on me, rain, rain. Drop, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me, rain, rain,
rain, rain on me.
Rain on me.
6FM.
Oh yes, expect to hear a lot of weather-related music if you're tuning in. If you join us late and wondering why, it's because today is World Meteorological Day. Don't say meteorological, that's not right. Meteorological. Yes, but it's not meteorological, that sounds like some Irish weird name. Meteorological Day. It's a lot of syllables. I'm getting there, though. Anyway, yes, that's what day it is today, and some people have been utterly fabulous and suggested tracks that I should play throughout the show to link to that theme. And Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Rain On Me, were suggested by the fabulous Barbara Ferry, so thank you very much for doing that. And straight in with a quip as well, as we all know what kind of day it is today. Where is it? I saw it. I had received a message as well from somebody else. Gary Collins had weighed in and said, there's no business like snow business. So thank you very much for that, Gary. Little cheeky quip early on in the show. I've enjoyed it. Gary regularly sends quips in and keep them coming. It's fabulous. Heartily welcomed. So, well, I threatened to share with you some weird and wacky weather-related facts. There's some alliteration. Before 6:30 on a Tuesday night. Wow. So, can you believe this? The coldest temperature ever officially recorded on the planet, as in an inhabitable area, minus 89.2 degrees C. The coldest temperature ever recorded, minus 89 degrees C. You probably need more than a thick jumper to get through that. Here's a fact I don't like, but I feel duty bound to read it out. Mild autumn weather often means bigger spiders in our homes. Let's not dwell on it too long, okay? Get this. Here's one for you Bicklol fans. About 2,000 thunderstorms rain down on the earth every minute. Now that seems excessive, but apparently it's true. And in 2003, a heat wave turned grapes to raisins before they were picked from the vine. That is a heck of a heat wave. More weird and wacky weather facts coming throughout the early part of this show. And lots of kudos to all the people that suggested songs. Now, I mentioned he was on the Mixcloud webcam feed, joining us there, joining us in the chat box. Paul Milton tuning in as ever tonight, which is fabulous of him. He also suggested a weather-related track. Well done to you, Paul. It's on the airwaves. It's the Carpenters.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me
it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Carpenters' Rainy Days and Mondays. I'm glad this show goes out on a Tuesday because the Carpenters can't complain about it. Oh no, not a Monday show, definitely a Tuesday show. Hope your Tuesday is treating you well. Weather's been pretty pleasant today, hasn't it? It's threatening to be pleasant for a few days, although I heard there might be another colder snap coming as we approach the weekend. And I say colder snap, it's going to go down to about 4 or 5 degrees, maybe. Whereas today, I saw it reach the giddy heights of 14, 15, where I was, which was rather exciting. Yes, definitely not the heart of winter anymore. Oh no, wasn't it officially springtime relatively recently? And the clocks go forward again the end of this week, don't they? That's when it really starts to feel like the days are getting longer. Once again, it's been a weird time for a long time. It's all getting a bit more hopeful. Surely once we get into the summer, many restrictions can be lifted. There can be a little bit of easing of things. Everybody takes it relatively seriously. We'll all be doing much, much better as we approach the autumn and then have a mild autumn and then large spiders come into our homes. And I, in particular, have a huge crisis about it. Anyway, that's the hope for my year. How's 2021 looking for you? Right, what other freaky weather facts can I share with you? Well, following some exhaustive research online, I didn't know this. Lightning often follows a volcanic eruption. I did not know that. What about this? When you think about this, actually give it some thought. Raindrops can be the size of a housefly and fall at more than 30 kilometres an hour. It's pretty fast. What's that, 23 miles an hour, something like that. They can be the size of a housefly. It's not that all raindrops are that big, clearly. And do they keep falling on my head? Who knows? And I've always wondered about this. There's a country you never really hear anything about, ever, which is Greenland, isn't it? I think it belongs to Denmark, I believe. And apparently, Cape Farewell in Greenland is the windiest place on the planet. Try saying that outside a curry house at 2 o'clock in the morning before lockdown. Anyway, let's get another track on, shall we? Here's one that, again, it doesn't really have weather in the title, but there's a lot of weather mentioned in it. Time for the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah. Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Somehow we're almost a quarter of the way through already. It's been a veritable wind rush of events. I think that was a bad choice of words. A rush, a tornado, a whirlwind. That's what I meant. A whirlwind of events. I definitely didn't mean wind rush. That's some kind of political affiliation, I think. I'm not going to talk about that anymore on this programme. But anyway, hope your Tuesday evening's treating you well. We're dealing with meteorological phenomena on the show that goes like this tonight, and I didn't expect to say it as many times as I already have. Perhaps I'll have to stop saying it quite so much and say we're dealing with the weather over and over again. And I'm trying to find some interesting facts for you about the weather. Before I do that, though, I should say a big thank you to Megan Doherty, who suggested I play that, California Dreaming by the Mamas and the Papas. Great choice, great track, got it on the airwaves at your suggestion. Well done, Megan, thank you for suggesting it. Any more weird and wonderful weather amusing facts? Well, I don't know about amusing, slightly scary maybe. I like this. Some frogs get noisier just before it rains. That'd be a weird way to tell the weather, wasn't it? I carry these frogs around. Oh, they're loud. Ooh, I better get inside. That would be good. Some tornadoes can be faster than Formula One racing cars. That would be weird, wouldn't it? And there goes Lewis Hamilton, Max Verstappen following behind, and the tornado just behind them, and it's coming third and gets 6 points in the championship. I'm rambling, aren't I? I really am rambling. hopefully it's amusing ramblings for all of you lovely leg ends listening. Any more weird and wonderful weather facts I can share with you? In 1684, it was so cold that the River Thames froze solid for 2 months. There's a good one. Can you imagine that? I mean, in 1684, there probably wasn't quite as much river traffic as there is these days. Or maybe there were. I wouldn't like to guess. I wasn't alive then. Here's another one. The most damage ever caused by a thunderstorm was in 1995, when hailstones bigger than cricket balls fell in Texas, USA. Can you imagine being out in that? Oh, weather's a bit changeable. Oh my God. You'd be terrified, wouldn't you? You'd be in severe danger, I would imagine. Hailstones bigger than cricket balls. Cripes. Right, we need another track to help us come to terms with that. And for those of you extremely excited by BicLol, which is all of you, I know, we're less than half an hour away from it. Stay tuned to hear another competitor face Ben's impossible question, League of Legends. Who will it be tonight? Where will they sit in the league table come about 7:15? Well, one lady took part in that very competition last week. And I don't want to say she did badly, because you can't really do well or badly. It's just luck. We know that. But let's say she did averagely. And that person was the fabulous Rachel Woollett. And it's well worth checking out her stuff online. She's got her own website. Search for Rachel Woollett. I think it's rachelwoollett.com. Well worth looking. She does blogs. She does postings of whatever's going on in the world and her take on it. She's an excellent writer. So do check it out. As well as a comedy actress and performer. But she requested this song. It relates to the weather. So, Rachel, this is for you. It's Gene Kelly. Bet you didn't expect me to play this.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane. happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I think that really does conjure up all the images from the film as well. Just makes you smile. Gene Kelly's fabulous singing in the rain. And a lovely choice from Rachel Woollett there. Now, we're talking about interesting weather phenomena, interesting facts about the weather. I thought it was time to look at some world record weather. And the highest temperature ever recorded on the planet was 56.7 degrees C in 1913 in California in the United States in an area known as Death Valley. Although historians have since challenged that record because there have been possible problems with the reading that have been discovered. They do still believe Death Valley could be the place where the highest ever temperature has been recorded, but probably it was about 54 degrees C. And that was recorded in 2013. So quite a lot later, about 100 years later. But still, 54 degrees. We get a bit hot when it's about 25, 26, 54. You're not going to be exposed to that for too long, do you? What about the UK? I hear you desperate to know. Well, just in July 2019, in Cambridge, a temperature of 38.7 degrees C, 101.7 degrees Fahrenheit, is the record for what has been reliably measured in the UK, 38.7 in Cambridge. So you can go to an esteemed university and be very, very warm in the summer. There you go, that's something nice to think about, isn't it? Should we have another track? Should we have a track that's been suggested by Lindsay Cardi on social media a few hours ago? Go on then, I haven't heard this for ages. I'll let you into a little secret. When someone suggests a track and we trawl through our extensive database here at Phoenix FM, it's organised alphabetically. You don't very often go to the very bottom of the list. Had to do that once to play something by ZZ Top. Here is Zoe with Sunshine on a Rainy Day. Takes me back. It's been a while. What a great track. Thanks to Lindsay Alcardi for suggesting this. I'll let Zoe take it away.
I see you in the darkness, I see you in the light. I see your eyes shining in through the night. Make me feel like I belong. Don't leave me, won't leave me.
spirit, you touch me with your heart. You touch me in the darkness, I feel it start. Make it feel so
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Classic track there, Zoe, Sunshine on a Rainy Day, suggested by Lindsay Cardi on social media this afternoon. Thank you very much for getting involved. Thank you very much for your suggestions. It really is all happening on the show tonight. We've got to squeeze in some celebrity birthdays. We've got BicLol coming up at 7 o'clock, which is sure to be exciting. If you've not heard this before and you think it's just made up a word, it's ridiculous. Well, where have you been, quite frankly? BicLol has taken the world by storm in the last couple of weeks. And there will be another competitor taking on the BicLol Challenge at around about 7 o'clock this evening. And then we may have to bestow a Legend of the Week award. You know, we've got all these tracks that link to the weather. And I'm going to hit you with some more crazy weather facts throughout the show as well. Now, we've dealt with the highest temperature ever recorded. What about the lowest temperature ever recorded? Well, hang on. Here is the official lowest ever temperature. Oh, no. Well, the place... that's weird. The place that lists the highest temperature goes into huge details with paragraphs of high temperatures, and then lowest temperatures is just a load of tables organised by continent. So that's a bit more difficult to work out. Oh, okay, there's places all over the world. No, that's Africa. Why? Well, couldn't imagine that. The lowest temperature ever recorded in Africa is in Morocco, minus 23 degrees C in 1935. That is low, isn't it? Obviously not that near the equator, Morocco. You put that against Sudan, much more near the equator. In December 1961, they had a temperature of minus one in Sudan, and that's the lowest ever recorded. Now, this is a bit worrying. Surely the lowest temperature ever recorded on the planet has got to be in Antarctica. Yes, absolutely right. 1983, 21st of July, you didn't want to be at Vostok Station in Antarctica without a good few layers on. Minus 89.2 degrees C. Yes, we did mention that earlier, but there is the official confirmation. It was in Antarctica and it was at Vostok Station in 1983. What about in the UK? Well, the coldest temperature ever recorded here is in a... Where is it? Oh, it's in... How can it be in three different times? Is it the same place? You really don't want to be in Braemar in Aberdeenshire. 1895 February, January 1982 and December 1995... In Braemar in Aberdeenshire, they have recorded a temperature of minus 27.2 degrees. Brr, it's a bit chilly, they all said. Although they probably said, brr, it's a bit chilly, because they would have said it in a Scottish accent. And I feel that was relatively authentic Aberdeenshire accent. Don't any vocal coaches please get in touch castigating me, because that would be unnecessary right now. Let's get more music on. Now, when I asked for weather-related tracks, somebody on social media kind of suggested this as if they felt guilty about suggesting it. Like, has no one suggested that yet? I'm going to suggest it. I feel they did it in that voice, even though it was just typed. It was Stuart James. Well done, Stuart. Nobody expected this track suggested from you. The Weather Girls, It's Raining Men.
Get absolutely so with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes, it's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. That jingle was quite literally correct. Coming up to 10 to 7, and it's gone past 10 to 7. There you go. That's exciting, isn't it? Live time update. Live unnecessary time updates. That could be a new feature in the show. Anyway, what I'm going to do now, cheekily, before we even think about BicLol, is squeeze in some celebrity birthdays, if that's quite all right with everybody. I think it's rather exciting. Well, in an extended celebrity birthday moment, it was my dad's birthday yesterday. And sadly, I wasn't broadcasting on the day of his birth to honour it properly. But I can tell you, here are some celebrities that share a birthday with my dad yesterday, on the 22nd of March. Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber, he was 73 yesterday. Beverly Knight was 48. Reese Witherspoon was 45. William Shatner was 90. That seems utterly ridiculous. Folk singer Roger Whittaker was 85. Thriller writer James Patterson was 74. He shares his birthday with a lot of exciting people. Plus, the aerial performer, artiste extraordinaire Naomi Scott, who was in our Christmas show at Gareth Gates Christmas Cracker in Barnstaple with us. She shares a birthday with my dad as well. Absolutely fabulous. Happy birthday for yesterday, Dad. What about today's birthdays on the slightly less exciting, if you're my dad, 23rd of March? Well, Joanna Page from Gavin and Stacey fame is 44 today. Sir Mo Farah is 38 today. How is Mo Farah only 38 and William Shatner's 90? Something seems wrong there. Blur's Damon Albarn is 53 today. Joe Calzaghe is 49 today. Wet Wet Wet's Marty Pello is 56 today. And cycling champ Sir Chris Hoy is 45. There's your extended celebrity birthdays. You're welcome. That was quite a bit to get through, but I'm pleased with myself for getting through it. Now, let's have another weather-related track, and let's have another one that was suggested by Barbara Ferry. Good suggestion. Weather, not in the title of the song, in the title of the band. With Run, it's Snow Patrol. We'll be right back.
Once if you have a choice, even if you cannot hear my voice, I'll be right beside you, dear.
Phoenix FM.
Run from the brilliant Snow Patrol there, which fits in with World Meteorological Day today. Yes, 23rd of March, that's what's happening, hence all the tracks being linked to the weather in some way or another. And I've just learnt, thanks to Ron Wilmot getting in touch with me, what Graupel is. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Graupel. And apparently it's a weather phenomenon. I thought Ron was going to do some weird pun and he was setting me up for a gag, but Graupel is snowflakes with ice, apparently. If you want a cocktail of snowflakes and ice, ask for some Graupel to fall out of the sky. But, you know, be careful. Just before we go to another track and then start mentally preparing for Bic Lol, here's some wacky facts for you. Record extreme temperature differences. The greatest 2-minute temperature increase ever happened in South Dakota in a town called Spearfish, January 1943. It went from minus 20 to 7 degrees C in 2 minutes. What about this? If you think that's good, in 24 hours, in Loma, Montana, in January 1972, in a 24-hour period, it went from minus 48 to 9 degrees C, a 57 degrees Celsius change in one day. While we all come to terms with that and think about the fact that after this next track, Bic Lol is coming, get ready, Bic Lol fans, here is another weather-related song to whet our appetites. For Bic Lol, it was suggested by the fabulous Martin Hill. It's Katrina and the Waves.
I just can't wait till the day when you knock on
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is. That was Katrina and the Waves, suggested by the fabulous Martin Hill. And yes, as promised, I know you're all desperately excited. I'm going to play the jingle. Bic Lol is coming up. Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends.
Not true. That's impossible.
And without further ado, with any luck, on the end of the phone right now is a legend in waiting. It's the fabulous Mr. Eddie Bushell.
Aha!
There's a greeting that always excites me. Hello.
How are we?
I'm very good. How the heck are you, sir?
I'm fine. I was just musing to myself. I'm glad this is a radio competition.
Yes.
My hair at the moment, you know, I am currently built for radio.
That is definitely something we are all desperate for, hairdressers to reopen. Oh yes.
Please.
I've been quite lucky throughout my life in that at various points my mum has cut my hair. She always used to do it when I was a kid and then carried on through into adulthood. And I do usually, for convenience, go to the hairdressers down the road. But in times of extreme desperation, I go and see my mum and she sorts it out. But it has been a long time now because of lockdowns and not being allowed to mix. Yeah, mine's fairly ridiculous right now.
Mum did used to do mine up until the age of about 14, until my best mate dragged me into a barber's and said, look, for goodness sake, you can't still have your mum cutting your hair.
Well, there is that. There is that sort of weird stigma about it, but I kind of think it saved me a lot of money at the barber's over the years, I guess.
Yeah.
Although my mum will probably demand £500 now. Well, I was just talking to you off air how shocking it is to realise that we've been in, well, it's not a whole 100% of the time, but it feels like it, but the first lockdown began a year ago today.
Yes, happy anniversary, everyone.
Let's not dwell on that, though, because it could be depressing, I suppose. Let's dwell on the sheer excitement that you're about to take part in Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. How do you feel?
Nervous. Really nervous. I do, like, when we do, we play along with Richard Osman's House of Games.
Oh, yeah.
That thing where you have to do, like, an average.
Yes.
Of, yours and your partner's answer. Me and Naomi play it, and we're always, like, a million miles away. So I'm expecting it.
Well, there's no shame. I feel like only two other people have attempted this so far. Nick Murphy was the first, and he won't thank me for saying fluked it a little bit, because he thought he had an answer, which turned out to be wrong, but actually turned out to be very close to the correct answer. It was a very weird way of getting there. As you know, the first question has quite a high margin of error possibility, and that's what can really affect things. If you can somehow get close with that, you've got a good chance of finding yourself high in the table. The second question has a sort of medium-sized margin of error that could be in the hundreds. Third question, a little bit easier, smaller chance for a margin of error, basically.
Okay.
So, shall we do this? Are you feeling mentally prepared, Eddie?
I think I am. I'm ready.
Right, we wish you all the best. I have to play this slightly tense music just to ramp up the pressure a little bit.
Oh, as if I need that.
I'll read each question to make sure you understand it, and then for fairness, to make sure you don't Google anything, you've got about 10 seconds to answer. All right, but I don't. Okay. To be fair, I don't think Googling would help you with these today.
Oh, good.
Right. Let's go for it. Good luck, Eddie Bushell. It's time for Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends. Right. So, Eddie, you may or may not know that I've been involved with a podcast with Nick Murphy called We've Got No Idea What We're Going to Say, and we started it 10 years ago. To date, we've released 53 episodes. How many total listens do you think our podcast has achieved in that time?
53.
I won't accept that answer because I know you're being hilarious. In 10 years, 53 episodes, but bear in mind what I've said about the high margin of error possibility.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, let's say 3,862.
Okay, 3,862. Right, on to question two. Remaining in the UK, so this occurred in the UK, what is the furthest distance I've ever driven in one day in miles?
Okay.
I don't want to help you too much, but I have done a lot of driving in my time.
Yeah, me too. I'm thinking I've sort of gone up to Scotland and back.
Right, yeah.
So let's go for 726.
Okay, very specific. I'm enjoying it, but you have to be, obviously.
And a half.
Right, now, the final question. For how many years have I been an associate of the London College of Music?
Ooh. Okay, so what, you're a little bit older than me right now. Probably for about maybe 25 or something. So let's go for 16 years.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy to tell you, Eddie Bushell, for you, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends is over.
Ah, oh, I can breathe again.
So, we've got to have a debrief then, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's find out how you've done. So, the first question, well, I'm doing some maths on a calculator to work out exactly how well you've done while we're speaking. the first question was, my podcast, We've Got No Idea What We're Going to Say, recorded with my friend Nick Murphy, was started 10 years ago, and we've released 53 episodes to date. How many total listens have we had in that time? You said 3,862.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, for many people, the correct answer is 7,207.
Wow.
When I actually looked at those statistics, I was surprised. I was like, nobody's really got in touch about it. But yeah, thanks. But yeah, according to the podcast hosting sites, 7,207 listens. So there you go.
Okay. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. That gives you a score of minus 3,345 on the first question. On the second question, I said, remaining in the UK, what's the furthest I've ever driven one day in miles?
Yeah.
And you said 726 miles. Rather surprisingly, the furthest I've ever driven is just 471 miles.
Oh, no.
I don't think I've ever done a there and back in a day of a very, very long journey. That journey was the shocking revelation that I had to drive from Brighton to Glasgow in one day, which was ridiculous. It was 471 miles. So you've probably done longer journeys than me, which makes me think.
Yeah, I think just going there and then finding that there's no accommodation, so you have no choice but to just come back.
Yes, indeed. And then the final question was, for how many years have I been an associate of the London College of Music? And you guessed 16 years, after some complicated trying to work it through my age and when I would have done it, I guess. and the answer was 21 years.
Oh.
I graduated drama school in 2000. I also did the assessment to become an associate of the London College of Music in that year, 2000. So 21 years this year. So on the second question, you were 255 points out. On the third question, you were 5 points out. It gives you a total of minus 3,605, which puts you in second place on the league table.
Oh, what did Rachel get?
I like the fact that you obviously feel that you didn't do very well.
No, I didn't.
And you're surprised that you did better than that. Yeah. What did Rachel get? Rachel got minus 5,083.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it does, a lot of it hinges on that first question, I believe, now, which is why I say Nick Murphy fluked it, really. But
would
I think.
Would he have known that?
Sorry?
Would he have known that?
Well, no, I doubt it. I really doubt it. Yeah, that's a good point. but I think, I'd like to think you've done respectably.
Oh,
I think you've done...
Yeah, I'm quite happy with that.
Yeah, I think you've certainly not disgraced yourself by any means.
No, it's been a few years since I've disgraced myself.
I've got to ask why you're on the airwaves. When we spent time together in Fabulous Chroma, where you still reside, we enjoyed a mutual love of Alan Partridge, which was how you greeted me today. Did you enjoy the This Time series that featured Alan as a kind of the one show style host?
Yes, and just watched it again very recently.
Oh, really? I watched one or two of them again a bit more recently, but yeah, I did enjoy it when it was on, and the female co-host getting more and more annoyed with him.
It was a great return to form.
Yeah, and the incompetence of Tim Key at the video wall, or Sidekick Simon, or whatever. Actually, I really liked the film Alpha Papa. I did really enjoy it.
Around here, Chroma.
Yeah, brilliant finishes on Chroma Pier. Amazing, yeah. Well, here's hoping that the entertainment industry comes back to life soon and we can all hang out in Chroma once again.
It will. People are desperate to get back in theatres.
I really think they are. I think there's going to be some form of social distancing when it first starts up, and then as long as there's not a big rise in cases, they'll hopefully drop it and we can get back to packed houses and doing what we enjoy.
Let's hope so.
Yes, indeed. Well, I don't know if you know or are particularly that bothered or excited about it, but just by taking part in BicLol, you get to introduce the next track in the show.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
I knew you'd be excited.
Yeah.
So what will happen is, well, I'll let you know, the next track is Umbrella by Rihanna, because they're all weather-related tracks, obviously. I think one of yours will be featuring later as well, so thanks for your suggestions. But yeah, it's Umbrella by Rihanna. So what will happen, I'll hand over to you to introduce the track. I'll play the Impossible Question jingle, and then we'll go straight into Rihanna. And you don't have to hang around on the phone afterwards. You can if you want to, but don't feel obliged.
Righty-ho.
So, Eddie, thank you so much for taking part. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And over to you for the big track introduction.
Okay, thank you very much. You're listening to FM, and this is Rihanna with Umbrella.
Not true. That's impossible.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. Because when the sunshine, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be friends. Took a no thumbs to get out to the end. Stand under my
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Rihanna and Umbrella, brilliantly introduced by the fabulous Eddie Bushell, who just took part in Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends and has soared to the middle of the table. Well done, though, Eddie. Thank you so much for taking part. A very respectable, I believe, score of -3,605. Well above Rachel Woollett's now what looks to be disappointing total of -5,083, but quite a long way below Nick Murphy's fluked total of -344. Nick Murphy did send me a message after Eddie Bushell's quiz that said, "Fluking rules." I think that's what he meant to say anyway. Maybe there was some sort of autocorrect error. Anyway, this is the show that goes like this. 41 minutes of it are left before Rob Harvey will be on with Synth City. So stick around for that. And then Steve Davis of Snooker Steve Davis fame is back with the interesting alternative show at 10 o'clock tonight. So plenty to keep you going here on Phoenix FM, even after I have left the studio. But yes, it is World Meteorological Day today on the 23rd of March, hence all the tracks being linked to various forms of weather in some way or another. Wacky weather facts shared throughout the show. We've done celebrity birthdays, we've done Bic Lol, information coming up about my World Cup of Chocolate Bars after the next track. Let's come a bit more up to date. I don't want to say bang up to date because I think it's 2019, isn't it? Maybe even 2018. It's George Ezra. It's Shotgun. He talks about the weather.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We're south of the equator, navigator, gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. She diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager toes. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along, and we don't look back. By in the yellow and green, stick around and you'll see what I mean.
There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone, a someone, a someone, a someone.
George Ezra's fabulous shotgun. Shall we go straight into another one? Just because of the vibe. It's Jimmy Cliff coming up. He can see Deirdre now Lorraine has gone. I'm sorry I had to do it. I really couldn't stop myself.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Jimmy Cliff. I can see clearly now. Makes me wonder, when he sang that song, exactly how bad the rain was. I can see clearly now the rain has gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. You know, there must have been absolutely chucking it down for you really not to be able to see obstacles in your pathway. Is he talking about driving in the rain? Because that I could understand. You know, I've driven through some torrential rain. If you're just walking in a rainstorm and you've got an umbrella, you know, maybe Jimmy Cliff knew Rihanna and she gave him an umbrella, then it ought not to have been too much of a problem, unless he was already slightly visually impaired at the time. I'm possibly overthinking it, do you think? Also, in Blow My Own Trumpet Corner, which may become a regular feature of this show, I feel it duty-bound to share, at least with Eddie Bushell listening, that while BicLol was taking place, we do have a way of measuring online listeners that are tuned in to the station at any time. We never really know who's out there listening on FM, or I don't as a presenter in real time. Station management get ratings figures, obviously. But I'm delighted to say that while BicLol was taking place with the aforementioned Mr. Eddie Bushell, our station listeners went up by 20%. There you go, Eddie. That is the impact you've had on the show that goes like this tonight. There's no word of a lie. 20% increase in listeners for BicLol. Is it because of Eddie Bushell? Is it because of BicLol? Is it because when you put two fabulously exciting things together, people get interested? Who knows? While we all wonder about that, here's Len with Steal My Sunshine. Weird intro, good song.
Hey Matt.
Yeah, Tim.
Hey, have you talked to Mark lately?
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down. Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up then.
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged on least, but it's all twisted around and neat. Uncomfortable on 3 feet deep. Now I'm fussy stare from not being there on a confusing morning week. Impair my drive on lunar speak. And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. I know it's up for me. Making sure I'm not in too deep. Keep me first and on my feet.
Jeff, come here, come here, come here.
Wow, look at her.
I know.
Man, I've never seen Sharon look so bad before.
I did once before, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah, what do you think she got up to last night? Sharon! I love you!
I was lying on the bench, sliding hard across the street. L-A-T-E-R that week. My sticky palms were in the maple straws, and I think that's the ripy treats. Incredible lake they keep. Now my funny flirt apparently would tear and staring underneath.
FM. That was Len and Steal My Sunshine. I always like the vibe of that track. Eddie Busher has been in touch. He's delighted to hear about that 20% increase in listeners. Very well done for you, sir. Yes, if you want an update on the BitLol League table from tomorrow morning when the new show gets put onto the Phoenix FM website, the BitLol League table will be updated. And for all those of you desperate to know how the standings currently look, you can find out from tomorrow morning, phoenixfm.com. Click on schedule, click on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday evening, and then you can see exactly what has gone on BitLol-wise over the last few weeks. Now, there is another thing I need to tell you about in tonight's show that I'm trying to develop. We've got the Euros, football European championships. There's a sentence I didn't expect to make it sound so difficult to say. Anyway, the European championships in football are happening this summer at some point once the regular football season finishes. And I'd like to coincide with that my World Cup of chocolate bars. And therefore, in order to get a bit more traction on the Twitterverse, I'm encouraging people to take part in a series of polls which will be happening on Twitter. The group stages of the World Cup of chocolate bars, if you like. So, for those of you who join me on Facebook, it's fabulous that you do, Ben Simmons Radio or my Ben Simmons personal profile. If you're on the old Twitter as well, you need to get yourself to @BenSimRadio. And you will see the last thing I put on Twitter, my last tweet, is a poll with four options. And obviously, whoever wins this poll, the chocolate bar that wins, will go forward into the knockout rounds of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. This is something else which will be sweeping the nation over the coming weeks, or sweeping parts of Essex anyway. And those of you that tune in from all over the country, which is fabulous of you. So, on this poll, I've simply asked, out of these four, so just for this group, if you like, which chocolate bar is best? And you've got to choose between a Galaxy Ripple, a Kit Kat Chunky, a Snickers, and a Twix. No fancy iterations of them, just your Galaxy Ripple, your Kit Kat Chunky standard, your standard Snickers, and your Twix. Yes, a Twix standard now comes in a pack of two, as it's always done. Does that affect your vote? But I would love it if those of you listening that have a presence on Twitter, if you're not doing so already, would follow me at Ben Sim Radio and then vote in this poll. And that poll will be up for a week. So as of next week's show, there will be a new group of chocolate bars to choose between. It's a little bit like MasterChef, where for weeks you look at them going through the heats and the quarterfinals. You're like, is this show ever going to get to the semi-finals? Then you get a semi-final, and then the final takes 3 days or whatever. That's what's going to happen with the World Cup of Chocolate Bars here on the show that goes like this. And it's live changing in front of my eyes. I love it when that happens. Shockingly, so far, when I consider my personal preferences, Kit Kat Chunky and Twix have no votes. Outrageous. Of all the votes cast so far, the Galaxy Ripple has 40%, the Snickers out in front with 60% of the votes. But feel free to retweet that poll. It is going to be live for a week, so it will finish just before the next show goes on air. And whichever chocolate bar has the most votes will go forward to the knockout stages of the World Cup of Chocolate Bars. And we will find what the nation prefers. We will find an official result on my Twitter polls to the nation's preferred chocolate bar. It's sure to grip everybody and sure to be very tough to decide. So to those of you that have voted already, thank you very much. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and find that poll. Cast your vote. You're fabulous for doing so. Let's have another track. Let's think about violence while we think about the weather. Here's Smash Mouth, Walking on the Sun. Somebody's fast for the recipe. This is a love attack. I know it, our body's back. It's a
just like any fat, it retracts before impact. And just like fashion, it's a passion solo with it and hip. If you got the goods, they'll come and buy it just to stay in the click. So don't delay, act now, supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow them, may be out tomorrow. But if we are to shine, you might as well be walking on the sun. With the tears because a baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choke up and focus on the close up. Mr. Wizard can't reform. No god like Hocus Pocus. So don't sit back, kick back and watch a world get bushwhacked. News that's in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relay. So don't delay, act now, supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow them, may be out tomorrow. But if the offer shun, you might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Smash Mouth with Walking on the Sun, as ever, suggested by Martin Hill. I say as ever, I think I've used it in the wrong place in the sentence. Suggested by the as ever fabulous Martin Hill would have made better sense. Suggested as ever by Martin Hill would makes it sound like all Martin Hill ever suggests is that I play Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth. He suggests other things as well. And I mentioned a podcast I record with Mr. Nick Murphy called We've Got No Idea What We're Going to Say. I also record a podcast with Mr. Martin Hill entitled Feud for Thought, encouraging the two of us to argue, although frequently we agree. But well worth checking out both of those podcasts from wherever you get your podcasts, along with the fabulous Feel Good Factor podcast I record with my father. What's that you're saying? You do a weekly radio show and you're involved in three podcasts. I know, it's ridiculous, but I like it. Vocal recordings, always fabulous. Right, let's get back to some wacky weather phenomena records, shall we? I always find it difficult to think about quantities of rain, because to me this doesn't sound ludicrous, but apparently it is. But the most rain that's ever fallen in 1 minute is 31 millimetres, 1.23 inches, in Maryland in the United States in 1956 on the 4th of July. See how 30 millimetres, 3.1 centimetres, is that that bad? In 1 minute it is. 1 minute. Most in 1 hour, 305 millimetres, 12 inches. Yeah, 30 centimetres in 1 hour. That is a lot of rain. You think about like a paddling pool, that's what you'd put in a paddling pool. That much fell in 1 hour. And obviously it depends on the size of your paddling pool, quite clearly. So, yeah, difficult to imagine, really, rain records. What about this? Most snow ever fallen in a 24-hour period, 230 centimetres. Mount Ibuki, Japan, Valentine's Day 1927. 2.3 metres of snow fell in a 24-hour period. That's quite a lot. Yes. Fastest ever wind speed recorded. What is it? I can't even work that out on this website. It's got a strange a strange sort of denomination by it. Something about 484 by 32 kilometres per hour. I'll give... Oh, okay. 484 plus or minus 32. There's a sort of margin of error. I understand now. It's, well, roughly 480 kilometres an hour. 300 miles an hour. The fastest wind speed ever recorded. Well, I now know the symbol for plus or minus, which is a plus on top of a minus. That's what confused me. Looking at that on my exhaustive research whilst live speaking on the airwaves. Crikey. Right, while we all get over that, here's the track Eddie Bushell suggested I play on social media earlier on today. He's bic lolled himself and now he's got his track on. It's ELO and Mr. Blue Sky.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons into the home stretch. Now, just 13 minutes to go until I must depart you. But thank you for those of you that have been here right from the beginning at 6 o'clock, all the way through, from all the drama of finding out what wacky holidays occur today, to discovering that I'm going to focus on the weather on World Meteorological Day, and then working our way through some interesting weather facts, some celebrity birthdays, and then we came to BicLol, where we've had a competitor solidly make it to the middle of the leaderboard. Well done, Eddie Bushell. And now I've announced the World Cup of Chocolate Bars, and I've realised I've done that on the poll on Twitter. Haven't even hashtagged World Cup of Chocolate Bars. I know, I've hashtagged chocolate, I've hashtagged sweet, poll of the day. No mention of World Cup of Chocolate Bars. Well done, Ben. I must rectify that next time. That's the word I'm looking for. Eddie Bushell has mentioned the fact that possibly he could come on and be a co-host at one point or another, or a special guest on the show that goes like this. I think you're absolutely right. I need to make that happen, Eddie. So I think we will do. I've just opened another tab on the computer somehow. I've got rid of it. It's okay. Nobody panic. Please don't panic. That would be awful. Right, I've lost a lot of the apps I now had open. It's all gone violently right. I'll get them back. I'll get another track on. I'll stop talking drivel. Here's a song that's sure to be everyone's favourite Thunder-related track. Oh, yes, Mech featuring Leo Sayer. The original by Leo Sayer is pretty good. Mech updated it slightly. Thunder in my heart. Not now. Again. Leo Sayer, Thunder in My Heart, again, Mech featuring Leo Sayer, I should say. I'm going to go very quickly into the next track so that I have time to sum everything up. And this one was suggested by Kelly Evans on social media earlier. Penultimate track that links to the weather. It's garbage, Kelly, I'm sorry. No, that's the track you've suggested. Only happy when it rains.
I'm only happy when it rains. happy when it rains. Feel good when things are going wrong. I only listen to the sad, sad songs. I'm only happy when it rains. I only smile in the dark.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And well, it had to happen sooner or later. We've reached very nearly the end of tonight's edition of the show that goes like this. Thank you so much to everybody who's got involved tonight. Those people that sent in song suggestions: Barry Cooper, Barbara Ferry, Paul Milton, Megan Doherty, Rachel Woollett, Lindsay Cardy, Stuart James, Martin Hill, and Eddie Bushel and Kelly Evans. You've all been fabulous. Thanks again to Eddie Bushel for taking part in the Bic Lol, getting a respectable score and a soaring to second place on the leaderboard. And thank you to everybody who's voted in the World Cup of Chocolate Bars taking place on Twitter. If you're just joining us and wondering what it's all about, go to @BenSimRadio on Twitter and you'll see the poll. We've got a group of four chocolate bars. You have to choose a winner. That one will go through to the knockout stages, and each week we'll get more go through and we'll develop a knockout round for chocolate bars. It's all going to happen via polls on Twitter, so check it out. And what can I share with you about incredible weather records just before I leave you today? Well, apparently the heaviest hailstone ever recorded was just over 1 kilogram in Bangladesh. Unbelievable, you don't want to be caught out in that. The longest lightning bolt ever recorded, bear this in mind, longest lightning bolt, 441 miles long, recorded in Brazil. Quite literally ridiculous. Well, it's been a pleasure to bring you the weather on the show that goes like this tonight, at least musically. Thank you for all your suggestions. I'm going to play you out with a song that weirdly reminds me of one of my professors at university. I studied classics at Leeds University, which is a bit unbelievable. And I bet he never thought he'd get mentioned on this programme, but I had a professor called Dr. Berry. And this song came out at the time I was seeing Dr. Berry. This is The Sunshine After the Rain. See you next week. Rob's up next.